Hey podcast, Mark here from Search Party Property. So just talking about property management today and why property managers are worth their weight in gold. So property managers, absolutely crucial part of being a property investor and can literally save you thousands of dollars just by doing their job correctly. So number one is them when they're putting a tenant in place, doing all the right checks. So checking ticket, which is the bad tenant registry, checking their employment history, seeing if they're currently working, if they're on welfare perhaps, checking their income, seeing if they can actually afford to pay the rent and still have money left over to live. Maybe even ringing their employers in and seeing what they're like and if they're, you know, got continued employment as well. Or maybe ringing their previous landlord or property manager and seeing what they're like as tenants. Were they regular with their being on time with their payments? Were they good tenants who paid all the time? Or were they falling behind and then catching up and falling behind then catching up again? Did they look after the place? Was there damage? Is there any issues with the previous tenancy? So that's when putting a tenant in place. The next thing that a good property manager will do is they'll make sure that they do the appropriate checks and inspections on time and fill out the paperwork correctly when doing those inspections. So the first inspection is obviously doing your entry condition report, which is just before the tenants move in, doing a check throughout the home and making and just documenting what the condition of the property is like. So that way, if there's any disputes down the track, whether it's with the tenant or whether, you know, perhaps, you know, there's a dispute where you have to go to court, there's documented evidence that will stand up, which is undisputable. And also doing some photos to back that evidence up as well, you know, on the entry condition report. So doing that is crucial. The next sort of thing to do is making sure that they do their routine inspections on time and regularly. And so that's it's just basic common sense and sort of self-explanatory doing routine inspections. It's making, you know, checking in on the tenants and making sure that they're not damaging the property, making sure they're looking after the property, keeping it clean and tidy, doing, maintaining things like, you know, keeping the lawns cut and all that sort of stuff. And just keeping the place in general, generally good sort of condition as well. So that's important. And also making sure that when they do those routine inspections, that they're also filling out those routine inspection reports correctly as well. So absolutely crucial for that sort of sense as well. The other thing that property managers will have access to is good tradespeople if anything needs to be repaired, people who they rely on and trust and will do a good price for them as well. But also the other thing that property managers should have experience in is the court process and going to court, because they'll know what documents they need to provide and that they'll be filled out correctly, that and what the judges sort of look for, so you have the best sort of outcome if there is a dispute that goes to court. Hopefully, if they're doing everything right and communicating with the tenant, there's not going to be that dispute. The next thing that property managers are quite good at as well is if there is any insurance issues as well, they'll be able to go and approach and put all the documents together for any sort of insurance claim that you might need. So whether that's as a result of some sort of accident or whether it's from a storm or something like that, or whether it's something that maybe the tenants have caused some damage or maybe loss of rent or something like that as well. So that's another good reason to have a good property manager. So the reason why it's so important, and like I said before, they can save you thousands of dollars, is because it's literally like when you put a tenant in, you're giving them a loan of, let's say, $5,000. So from day one, they could not pay rent, and the process of getting them out can be potentially up to sort of 2 months sort of long by the time you issue the correct notices, or they start to fall behind, then you start to issue the correct notices. And so you've lost it, you know, several thousand dollars just there alone. But, you know, then if once they're out of the property, then you potentially need to pay some re-let fees as well for the property management. You might need to get the property bond cleaned again, or you will need, especially if the tenant hasn't has moved moved out and hasn't cleaned it. So, you know, if they're not paying rent, they're not likely to get the place cleaned. They may have had an animal in the yard, which means you need to get the place flea treated. And of course, if they have done any damage to the property when moving in or out, or even maliciously, that's obviously going to cost more money in repairs as well. So it can easily cost you $5,000 to have a tenant move into the property, not pay rent, do a little bit of damage potentially, and before you get them out and get the property re-rented. So obviously, if the property manager is doing the right jobs, you can, might be able to get a portion of that back from insurance, and maybe you might even get some of that back through the court process, and they'll chase them down sort of that way as well. But absolutely crucial to have a property manager. You want to have your property rented to a good tenant who's going to look after the property and maintain it. So if you do need to sell it, or if you want to get it revalued, that it looks and presents well, that you're getting a good rent for the property. I guess that's another thing, is that a good property manager will have their finger on the pulse and advertise the property correctly with good quality photos, good quality description, and making sure that they're doing the inspections in open homes to get the tenants through as well, and to give you the best opportunity to get that property rented ASAP, because every week you have that property vacant, it's costing you money. So look, guys, I needed to get that off my chest. I just left a property where the property was, maybe I felt like it wasn't being managed quite well enough. It was a little bit messy. It looked like maybe the tenants were causing a little bit of damage to the property, just through, I guess, through neglect, but also I think that they were falling a little bit behind in their rent as well. So I just wanted to get that off my chest, share with you guys a little bit of my insights into why it is important to have a good property manager. All right, guys, catch you guys on the next podcast. Make sure you leave a rating for us on iTunes. We love your feedback, and that will certainly help us, and we very, very much appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.